in Birmingham this afternoon, like a copy of God's Word offered to you quite freely, without any cost or obligation to you. A copy of God's written Word, the New Testament of the Bible. You're simply and only for the taking. Like one, do feel free to come and ask for one. God's Word, no sense done. Good afternoon, sir. How are you? Your Christian, sir?
Not on the Thursday.
From the other day.
We actually set it up. It's like, what's happened?
Okay. So you're not a Christian at all then?
No.
Can I ask why not?
Your mind's fallen, of course, that's what people do.
Yeah. But you say, but your mind's fallen, sir. Your mind is sinful. It needs correcting. See, the Bible, God says, hear me out, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold down the truth in unrighteousness, yeah? Because that which may be known of God, yeah? God has showed it to them. God has put the knowledge of himself in you. It is unerasable, sir. You know that God is. You know that you're a morally accountable creature, and you know the righteous judgments of God, and that you are inexcusable, sir. You know that God is. So your atheism, I tell you, there is no such a thing on planet Earth as an atheist. A fool, but not an atheist. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's what God says. That's what the Bible says. He says you're a fool.
What?
God says.
Where's God? Show me who God is.
Everywhere. You know that he is. He's everywhere. Repent and believe the gospel, sir. Get on your knees, sir. Get on your knees and cry out to God. Repent and believe the gospel, sir. Repent and believe the gospel. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, his atheistic way. Repent, believe the gospel, sir.
He thinks on the evidence.
On your knees, sir.
On the evidence we have now.
That's a foolish notion. That's just a foolish notion.
Can you deal with it?
A foolish notion, I've just dealt with it. Folly, sir. Foolishness. That's a foolishness. It's lying in the face of reason, sir. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. You need your reason with an open Bible, sir. You need your reason with an open Bible. And God mend your reasoning. Yeah? God mend your mind. Your mind needs to be put right first. Yeah? And when your mind is put right first, and you begin to think God's thoughts after him, then you come to the right conclusion. That you're a wicked sinner, that you're evil, and that you need to repent of your sin, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, in order that you might be saved. There's no other way, sir. There's only one way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. One mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So there's not two ways, sir. There's not another way. There's only one way. And that way is Jesus Christ. You must believe on his name in order that you might be saved. So my friends, anybody who would like a copy of God's Word this afternoon, it's offered to you quite freely. You're simply and only for the taking. If you like one, do feel free to come and ask for one. gladly place into your hand. In the Bible, we find the reason why, you know, men don't come to Jesus. Men, you know, they dismiss the notion of God, the concept of God, and of course, well, the being of God too. But they do so because, you see, my friend, of an offense in their sinful mind. In one place in the Bible, it talks about the offense of the cross. And the message of the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, appointed to be and anointed to be a mediator, a reconciler, that is, of men back to God. That message has always been and will never cease to be an offense in the minds of fallen, sinful, wicked men. How, you see, you come into the world, you know. You're not alone by any means. You know, it's natural to all men, conceived in sin, born in sin, and live in sin, and live with this notion in your mind that the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, the means of reconciliation to God, is an offense to your mind. You see, foolishness to those who are perishing, but of course to those who are being saved, it's the power of God, you see. It's the manifestation, it's the only manifestation in all the world, in all the universe, of God's love, His message of peace. How that sinners, estranged from God, alienated from God, separated from God by their iniquities, it's the only means by which you can find peace with God and know and experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. The charity, the love, the compassion, the mercy, the pity of God, my friend, is to be seen, is to be found only in the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. But of course, as long as the cross of Jesus, I mean, as long as it's an offense to your sinful and fallen mind, well, you're without, my friends, the means of reconciliation to your Maker and to the one who will one day judge you. So, my friend, may I suggest to you that this afternoon in Birmingham, you be relieved of that notion in your mind that the cross of Jesus is an offense. No, my friends, the offense of the cross, you see, it's an offense to men because of their pride, you know. Prideful men, arrogant sinners, you know, will always find occasion to argue against the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ. How could I possibly be reconciled to God? How could I possibly be relieved of all my sins, all my offenses against my Maker? How could I possibly be reconciled to God by the message of a man, born of a woman, dying upon the cross, shedding His blood, 2,000 years ago, in a place, outside a place called Jerusalem? How could I possibly be reconciled to God by this name? Arrogant, proudful sinners, my friend. No, they require something of their own making, something of their own imagining, something of their own devising. But to humble oneself, to put oneself, one's pride aside, you know, and bury their faces in the dust before Jesus Christ on that cross, my friend, that's far too much to ask an arrogant, proudful sinner. No, no, my friend, you must need humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and you must get rid of that notion that the cross of Jesus Christ is an offense to you. Your face in the dump, my friend. That's where you belong, with nothing. No way of devising a way back to God. But no way, my friend, of being reconciled to God, only through the cross. You come through the cross of Jesus, or you don't come at all. You come to the cross of Jesus, or you don't get the blessings of God, the forgiveness of God, the grace of God, the favor of God. You get nothing, nothing from God, I tell you, but by the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. But here you are today, and the cross of Jesus is an offense to your proud, sinful mind. And of course, the message of the cross is an offense to man's wisdom. Man's wisdom, which is foolishness to God. Man's wisdom, my friends, that is nothing at all. What is the wisdom of man? I mean, look at your world. Look at your fallen world. Look at your fallen society. Look at the chaos. Look at the madness. No. No, my friends, that's the wisdom of man. That's the wisdom of this world. Not by the wisdom of this world can you be reconciled to God. Not by the wisdom of man of this world, my friend, can sinful, fallen, broken man be repaired. Can he find a way back to God? Oh, from day one, man's been trying. In the beginning, the Bible says, God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions with his own wisdom. He seeks to invent ways, you know, by his own wisdom, by his own thinking, by his own fallen mind and reason, that he can work things out himself, you know. The origins of the universe, the origins of the human race and such like. You know, the folly of evolutionism, for instance, you know. And even, my friends, down to the practicalities of daily living and the sexual deviance. That's the wisdom of this world. It's folly in the mind of God. No, no, my friends, you must need bring your wisdom. Your wisdom, my friend, you must bring it to the cross and nail it to the cross of God's Son in faith, my friend, believing that God imparts to you His wisdom, the wisdom of God that leads to salvation, which is through faith in Christ Jesus, whom I declare to you today. But then, of course, the message of the cross, you see. Man's, you know, God's remedy for the ruin of man. You see, it's an offense to men and women. Why? Because they think they can save themselves. They think they can save the planet. Just be green. Or maybe blue, you know. Take your pick, you know. They think they can save the planet themselves. They think they can save mankind themselves. They think that they're masters of their own destinies. Well, I've got good news for you, if that's your view. Our God has good news for you. And they tell you it's not good news. It will lead to your destruction, my friend. You cannot save yourself. You were conceived in sin. You were born in sin. You're a sinner by nature. How can you change your nature? How can you change your fallen nature, my friend? No, you can no more do that than a leopard can change its spot. You can no more do that than a black man can become white or a white man black. This is impossible with you. Those things would take a miracle. And it would take a miracle, my friend, for you to be saved, for any man to be saved, for any man's nature to be changed from a sinful nature to a holy and godly nature. It would take it would require a man or woman being born again. She must be born again, Jesus said. But as long as the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, remains an offense to you, my friend, you've not been born again. Because when a man or woman is born again, one of the first things that they begin to see, they begin to understand for the first time in their life, is that the cross draws them. They love the cross because it's the place where Jesus bled and died for their sins to reconcile them to God and to bring them peace with God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding to their hearts and minds. They've come to the realization that they could not save themselves. Only by the cross can they be saved. Can they be redeemed from their wayward, ruinous path towards destruction. But then, of course, the message of the cross is an offense to modern man's thinking. You know, you think that you've evolved along with Charlie Darwin and Foolish Dawkins. You think that you've evolved. You think that you've outgrown the wisdom. You think that you've outgrown the smartness of God. You think you're smarter than God. And so the cross is an offense to your fallen reason and mind. And my friend, those minds of yours, well, they need to be repaired because they're wrecked, they're ruined, my friend. Think, will you, of the modern day philosophies that you're embracing even as I speak, my friend. You who call yourselves woke, you need to be awoken. You need to be awoken, not woke, my friend. You need to be awoken to the reality of your foolishness. You need to be awoken to the folly of your sin. You need to be awoken to the reality of your damnable state and condition. You need to be awoken, my friends, to the reality that only in the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, can you be saved from the madness and the folly of your lunatic modern day thinking. 30 years ago, you would have been put in an asylum. You would have been sectioned for even thinking the things that you verbally speak today in your modern foolish society. The offense of the cross, it's an offense to modern man's thinking. But then the message of the cross, my friend, the message of the cross is the message, my friends, of God's high holiness. There in the cross you see the hatred of God. You see the hatred of God manifest. His hatred for sin. That's what it cost, my friend. That's the extremity that God had to go to in order to make the salvation of His people possible. Not salvation for everybody. No, no. Salvation for God's people. Christ died for His sheep. Christ died for God's elect. Not everybody. Yeah? So I'm not saying to you that God's Son died for you. I don't know that. I don't know that. And I won't tell you what I don't know. But this I know. This I know, that God expressed His hatred for sin on that cross. The unacceptableness of your sin was displayed on that cross. That's what God thinks of your sin. Nailing His Son to a cross and pouring out His wrath in all its fullness upon His Son in order that those who repent and believe the gospel might be saved. But the message of the cross that's an offense to you is also, my friend, the manifestation of God's love. His love for his elect. His love for his chosen. His love for the sheep of his son. That they, by embracing the cross, burying the folly of their own mind in the dirt before that cross, and embracing the Son of God, might be redeemed, saved from sin and death and hell, and given eternal life in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ. But as long as the cross of Jesus Christ is an offense to you, you are an offense to God. As long as the cross of Jesus Christ is an offense to you, you are an offense to God. And the only way that can be turned around is when you repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Then and only can you be saved. The offense, my friend, how do I know that the cross is an offense to you? I know it because I see it the world over. The persecution, my friend, of those who love the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ. I see it in China. I see it in Saudi Arabia. I see it amongst those heathen religious people. I see it in places like Russia, Siberia. But I see it even in your own country. Yeah. I see the exclusion. I see that the parameters that you set up with your LGBT mafia and the like. Yeah. The cross of Jesus is an offense to you. An offense to you. And you prove it. You demonstrate it by the way that you consider and think of those whom God loves and sent his Son to die on that cross for, that they might be redeemed. And the slander and the mockery, we hear you passing by. We see the sneering on your face. We see the contempt. We hear your voices of mockery. We hear it every day, all over your country, your society. The message, the offense of the cross, you can't keep it in. You're incontinent. You're incontinent. You can't keep it in. You know what it's like being incontinent? Stuff comes out, you know, that you don't want to come out. But you can't stop it coming out. And my friend, your mockery, your derision, your sneering, yeah, of those who belong to and love the Lord Jesus Christ, you're incontinent, you can't keep it in. You've got to express it. Because the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, is an offense to you. Omitting, excluding those from your company and from your little cliques and groups, you know? Those who preach the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Even excluded from some of your, well, inverted commas, churches in Birmingham today. Churches that are no churches at all. They're an offense to God. They're false churches. They teach a salvation that man can save himself. Yeah. They teach doctrine that's not according to God's word. It's not according to what Jesus teaches. They'll tell you that you can save yourself with the help of Jesus, of course. But they're false churches, just like the Church of Rome, just like the Church of England, just like the Church of Scotland, just like the Church of Ireland. False churches, damnable religious, because the cross of God's Son is an offense to them, that's why. And my friend, mixing truth with error, what a snare, what a poison, I tell you, is that. Nothing worse, I tell you, mixing truth with error, so that people, my friends, are blinded to the reality of what God says. It's the truth and only the truth that will make you free, says Jesus. The unadulterated, plain, simple truth of God's word, every single word of it, God has spoken and God makes. When he speaks about his creating the world in 6 days, that's exactly what happened. When he speaks about God upholding the universe by his power, that's exactly what happened. When he speaks about salvation by the crucified Redeemer, my Lord Jesus Christ alone, through faith in him alone, and nothing else, my friend. It's an offense. It's an offense to those who mix truth with error. And then, of course, well, we have the deniers of God's Son, the deniers of the deity of Jesus Christ, his Godhood, my friend. Your watchtower society, Islam, and many other monotheistic religions, false religions, my friend, that deny that Jesus Christ is God, was God manifest in the flesh. Such a denial is a damnable denial. Such a belief, my friend, such a rejection that God was in Christ on that cross, reconciling the world to himself, such a denial is a damnable one. Because that's where it will lead you to, my friend. Eternal, everlasting damnation. Unless you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that he gave himself up to the death of the cross, that through him, embracing his death on the cross, and by his resurrection justified, unless you believe that Jesus died and rose again from the dead, you cannot and you will not be saved as long as his cross remains an offense to you. The denial of the substitutionary atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, taking the place of sinners, taking the place of those who would be born again, who would repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He took their place on that cross. Only them, no others. Not for everybody. Not for everybody. No, my friends, he was there. He was there on that cross. He took my place. He took my friend's place. He took the place of all his friends. He took the place on that cross of vile, rotten, hopeless sinners, ruined. And he took their place to redeem them, to pay the price for their sin, and to pay it fully. so that they can say, according to God's word, that for them that there is now no condemnation, because Jesus took their condemnation, took it all away, because they loved him, because they turned from their sin, because they turned from their wicked ways, because they turned from their godless ways, because they turned from their filthy sexual immorality, because they turned from their blasphemy, because they turned from their devilish ways, because they turned to the Son of God, dying upon that cross, and cast themselves upon his mercy, in faith believing. And my friends, they got what God promised. They got salvation. They got redemption. They got the forgiveness of sin. They got the assurance of eternal life. They got the assurance that they will never perish. They got it at the cross. That's where you go in order to get right with God. Not to Mecca, not to Rome, to the cross of Jesus, where the Son of God bled and died, and rose again from the dead, a living Savior, not a dead prophet, a living Savior, not a dead pope, a living Savior, not a dead religion. They found at the cross, they found healing, they found salvation, they found a living Savior, one who's alive and alive forevermore. And because he lives, they live and live forever. Because of Jesus, because of his cross, because of the redemption that he purchased. He purchased. So you see the foolishness, my friend, the folly of being offended at the cross of Jesus. You're being offended by what God has ordained for the salvation of sinners. How sensible, I ask you, is that? A holy and a righteous and a sin-hating God who one day will judge you unto all eternity, the judge before whom one day you will stand, has ordained that a sinner like you could be reconciled to him by the cross, and you count it to be an offense in your fallen, sinful mind. That's not very sensible, my friend. Offended, I mean, by what would overcome your sin. Offended by what would rescue you from all your filthy habits and lusts, your entrapment to sin, the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, that would overcome your every fault, overcome your every lust, take it away. The cross of Jesus does for men and women what religion doesn't do. Religion doesn't take away the filthy lusts out of men's hearts. Ask them. Go and talk to the Pope's crowd. Ask them. Have you been delivered from all your filthy lusts? They'll look at you like you've gone out. Go and ask the Islamists. Ask them. Has your religion, has it taken all the filthy lust out of your heart? They'll look at you like you've gone out. Only the cross Only the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Take those filthy lusts out of your heart. Wash you and make you clean, my friend, and make you acceptable to God. Offended, my friends, from the one thing that would save you from eternal damnation. The cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, that's what awaits you. That's what awaits you, my friend. That's the end of your existence in this world. Eternal damnation awaits you. Damned to the uttermost. Unless, my friend, you embrace the cross. Unless you love the Son of God. Unless you trust the Son of God. Unless you repent and believe in the Son of God, you cannot be saved from eternal damnation. Offended by the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Why? Because ashamed of the cross, ashamed of the gospel. Why would I be ashamed of the gospel? It's the power of God unto salvation. It's the power to save. It's the power to bring the love and grace of God to a man, to a woman. Why would a man or woman want to be ashamed of that which God has revealed and done in order that sinners like them might be saved? Huh? Because they're ashamed of the cross of God's Son. They'll embrace anything. Any false religion. Any false philosophy of man. Evolutionism. Wokeness. The whole nine yards. A religious world. The religion of evolution. The religion of popery, the religion of Islam, the religion of the West, washed out society, all of it poison, no salvation, not an earth of redemption outside of the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, where the Son of God bled and died for sinners, that they might be reconciled to God. So I bid you this afternoon, Birmingham, to repent. Repent of the spirit of the age. Repent of your modern thinking. Repent of your foolishness and get the wisdom of God into your heart and mind. The world, will always love its own. They love you because you embrace their philosophy, only because you agree with them. But just one step out of line, just one disagree with them, and they will discard you like a filthy rag. No. No, my friend. It's the Spirit of God that you need. The Holy Spirit of God. To be baptized in the Spirit of God. To be reborn. Ye must be born again, says Jesus. And be brought to the cross. Albeit screaming and kicking, but you need to be. By Almighty God, you need to be brought to that cross and there to yield, there to surrender, there to raise the white flag in submission to King Jesus, the King whose throne is a cross, to come to Him that you might be washed in His blood, that you might be born of His Spirit, that you might be made new in Jesus Christ. My friend, we preach the message of the cross, because there's no other hope. There's no other remedy for mankind. No other remedy for Birmingham. No other remedy for you. The cross of Jesus Christ, God's Son, an offense to the world. But I tell you, salvation. Salvation to those who repent and who believe the gospel. God's call today, Birmingham, comes to you again. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. No other way by which the promise of God, salvation, can become a reality in your heart and in your life. In the way of repentance of your sin, coming from it, with no thought of going back again. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Repent, 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 and believe the gospel. No other way, no other way by which you can be reconciled to God. You would like to have a copy of God's Word? Check these things out for yourself and see that it is in accordance with God's Word. Study, digest, meditate upon God's Word, the message of the cross. Who knows, but there may be. God, melt your sinful, wicked heart and remove the offense from your mind, your fallen, sinful mind, and give you a new mind and a new heart, and give you faith to lay hold upon and believe in the Son of God that you might be saved. You'd like a copy of God's Word, freely offered to you, no cost, no obligation to you. Like one, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Birmingham. Bless you, I say, and have mercy upon your precious, never dying soul.